Radio Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
Hello, you and you, and welcome back on my podcast. It's Poshby on Poshby's Couch. How are you today, guys? You know, as usual, I come here every Monday and we talk. You know, let me tell you a bit about my week, because I've had good at the same time rough week. I mean, yeah, from last week. So like I told you guys last week, what we were doing, the show last week was on goal settings and resolution. I brought Esther, a coach, on the show last week, and we were able to speak about how we can set a goal for this year. The mental capacity that we needed to set the goal for this year. We spoke about trauma that can affect us with our goal settings. That was a very good episode last week, and thank you for your feedback. Poshby's Couch is growing every day. We've done like 20 episodes now, so which is actually very interesting, and I'm happy. I'm feeling fulfilled coming in every Monday to actually talk to you guys. You know, for people that are joining for the first time, Poshby Couch, it's actually a place where the mind meets the street. It's a therapy as it should be. It's a couch where you can actually sit on and feel comfortable, where you can share your worries, where you can share your, also celebrate your achievement. We'll celebrate our little successes because sometimes we forget to actually celebrate the little good things that's happening in our life. And that takes me to last week when I went to the gym and I think my personal best is, when it comes to deadlifting, my personal best is actually 270 kg. But guess what? I strained my back doing 60 kg last week. And that just shows you how life can be. Only 60 kg, I strained my back and I end up in A&E. And it was terrible. But I started UD. Like I told you guys last week also that venturing into something new, so I'm back in uni again for another master's, and I was literally walking like a pregnant woman or a 70-year-old man. That's the way I've been walking, but I'm getting better. So that makes me to realize that sometimes we take our health for granted, and the little things that we think we can do easily, life is very funny, and that thing can be taken away anytime. So you should actually live in the moment. So I appreciate my back more now, and I appreciate myself as a person. And I'm sure you guys should do the same thing. So how are you guys? How are you doing today? You know, I'm grateful for the people that reach out to me and tell me, oh, Posh, this is what I'm going through. We are building a community, especially for black men. You know, guys, I'm passionate about men mental health because I feel like we don't really say much about it, which is the reason why I actually created this space. And I'm glad the women also have jumped on the ship and they are really doing well. But I'm not forgetting my goal, which is for us men to actually come out of our shell and communicate better. So thank you for coming out, for people that have reached out to me, and for other people, come on guys, I'm here. Let's talk. Let's create this community together and we'll get to where we should be. So today, it's another episode, and the topic today, some people might love it because, you know, we all love love. So the topic today is actually love and or loneliness. So we're trying to talk, you know, is it love or is it loneliness? And those are the things that we'll be speaking about today. But before we dive in fully, we start the way we normally start, which is our first break and our first music. And the first music you guys will be listening to this evening is called Soso by Omali. And I'll be back in a minute.
Oh,
Back, my people. Right, welcome back. Like I said, it's Posh B's couch with Posh B himself. Loneliness, love, either of the two. That's the topic today. You know, love is a beautiful thing. I love love, and it's actually good for our mental health because even scripturally, God loves us. And we love him back. But guys, some of you are not in love. You are just afraid to be alone. And that's it. We should normalize this fact that there's love, there's infatuation, there's love, and there's attachment, there's love, and there's wannabe love. There's no judgment if you've... I met someone that told me she has never been in love before. I mean, I think it's normal because love to you, it can be different from what I call my own love. So, I think there's no shaming if you've loved or if you've not loved. But the problem is, we tend to go into relationship or claim we love someone just because we are scared of being alone. Which is the reason why a lot of people stay in a relationship, because they are scared of what will happen if they are alone. People are scared to start over. I mean, I've been in a relationship for the past 10 years, 5 years, 3 years. Where do I start from? Who is going to love me like that person loves me? You know, it creates a pattern of cycle. And sometimes it can be low self-esteem or self-worth. That's why some people stay in a relationship and they call it love. Meanwhile, they are just lonely. Other factor that I can think of is trauma. Trauma bonding especially. When you're in a relationship with someone and you share some certain things together, which I call trauma bonding, it's hard because you guys know each other to the T. Now, you cannot take your trauma and dump it on someone else because you feel like you're safe with this person that you're with, and vice versa, and you guys stay in that circle till that kingdom come, which means there's no fulfillment anymore, there's no excited anymore. These are not a good reason to be in a relationship. Some people feel like they've invested too much in the relationship. I mean, I watched a movie the other day, and this lady has actually done a lot for this guy. And she was like, I'd rather kill myself and kill him than leave this relationship. And I watched another one. I said, you know what, guys? When we watch movie, either Nollywood or, you know, Bollywood, Hollywood, there's always evidence on truth in some of the things that is going on in these theaters that we watch. Because even though some people might just think about it and imagine all these fictions, but it's actually happening somewhere, I believe so. So this guy, this lady has made this guy who has helped her to become a better person. And she doesn't believe she can actually live beyond this guy. Even when the relationship is falling apart, even when the guy started cheating, this woman was like, nobody can get me the way this guy got me, so I'm staying. The guy tried, even the guy, when the guy said he wants to leave, she actually threatened to kill the guy. Actually attempted, not even threatened, attempted to kill the guy. And that shows how desperate people are to actually be with someone, because they feel like they are too invested in that relationship. Another reason is cultural or religion. A lot of times, even the so-called religion leader are in the marriage because they don't want their followers to say, pastor has left his wife, or sheikh has left his wife, and vice versa, even for the woman also left his husband. And because of this, people actually stay in marriages just because they want to be there, just to please the people that are behind them, to make sure people don't come and say, if our pastor is leaving, so I can leave also. Because obviously, we all have a role model or figure, public figure that we look up to. And if you feel like that is failing, you can base your own also standard on the fact that if my sheikh or my pastor can actually leave his or her partner, then I'm not happy also, I can leave. So there's actually a lot of reason that I can actually pinpoint right now when it comes to why people stay in relationship, which makes them feel lonely even though they are with someone. Other factor can be, you know, you have children. And this is no disrespect to women, stereotypically. I've heard this since I was growing up. I'm there because of my children. I'm there because of my children. Women say that word a lot. So you're thinking, so you're there because of your children. Eventually, these kids will grow up and they will leave. So what will happen to you then? Then that point, your mental health must have been at zero. And then there's no way to start all over again for you. And these same kids that you've worked all your life for will start their own life, which means you're not a priority anymore. Right, I'm not advocating for people leaving marriages or relationships, because I feel like we need to work things out as much as possible. But are you actually fulfilled? Where is your mental state right now? As I'm speaking to you right now, I'm challenging you as a person, that where is your mental state regarding the person you're with? Are you happy or not? Are you in between? Is there some certain things that you can communicate with your partner that you're not communicating? How can you make it better? Or have you actually exhausted all your options and the next thing is to leave, but you've decided to stay? You know, this is actually, especially in a black community, this issue of children, finance also, let me not forget that. We have mortgage together, you know, so I can't leave because who is going to pay for the mortgages? I mean, who's going to pay for, how do we maintain the childcare cost? And also status. People stay in relationship or marriages because of how their partner makes them feel. You know, permit me to speak Yoruba. Oni obati olulori kuniji, something like that. So like a king without coin does not have enough prestige, or is not honored. And a lot of people are in relationship like that, where they are, it's because of their status or what their partner, status that their partner holds, that's why they stay in the marriage, for the benefit of what they are enjoying in the marriage or relationship. I mean, let's go to social media. Recently, we've seen a lot of things that's happened on social media, how people set standard. They come on internet as a couple, you know, this couple, Instagram, couple, TikTok, and a lot of things happening. But when they come here, they give us the vibe of, you know, the house is always happy, the house is this, they won't give us advice. But behind the scene, a lot of things is happening or are happening. There's a breakup recently that happened with one of the social media superstar recently. The woman filed a divorce, and they've been together for over 10 years. They've been doing content together for over years, telling people how marriage, beautiful marriages is, and this and that. But a lot of things has been happening. And it took the wife a long time to make a decision that I want to leave because of the platform they've created together. So these are the reason why I feel like people stay in relationship and marriages. And now they are alone, and there's nothing in life, there's nothing as bad as being with someone and you're still feeling empty. You're still feeling loneliness. It's not a good feeling. Because that person is there physically with you, but your mind is probably far, 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 far away. You don't have urge to even do anything with them. You know, it gives you, have anxiety constantly. And these are the kind of, these are the signs that you, there's a sign that you will know that tells you are in an unhealthy relationship. And to me, anxiety is one of the things. Every time you're feeling anxiety or anxious in a negative way, because you can actually be excited about somebody, and also you can actually be anxious about someone. Anything that takes away your inner peace, that's unhealthy. That's very, very unhealthy. Sometimes your relationship, you feel like you're walking on eggshell. Oh, I can't do this. Let me just leave it this way. You cannot even be yourself. You're not living in your purpose because you're trying to please someone else. There's nothing as beautiful as two people who are actually themselves, right? Being yourself sometimes can, you know, make your partner uncomfortable. Let's get that right. But at the same time, if it's a head relationship, there's a way you guys can actually collaborate, that you know what your partner loves and you guys can have a balance. Wow, like I said earlier, we live a social media world now. I was reading one of the posts the other day, and the lady said, the guy goes to the gym, works out, is fit. The partner doesn't go to the gym, so the guy complained that the lady has put on over 10 kg since they got married, and she doesn't look after herself, and because of that, he's not feeling excited about his partner anymore. The partner replies, this is my life and I will do as I please, which is fine. But don't you think the fact that your partner is going to the gym, and you said also that your partner is fit and everything, and when he met you, you're fit. Right. We all understand that the body changes. I've been skinny at some point in my life. If you see me now, I'm quite chubby. But I still go to the gym. I'm healthy. I believe that. My BMI is on point because I do my MOT every year. Having said that, some women or men, people, are comfortable with their weight. And that's not a problem. But when your partner try to explain this, that, oh, babe, I like you this way or this way. Now, that doesn't mean you leave yourself, okay, let me walk out, let me kill myself because of this guy or because of this girl. No. But that little step, that the fact that they see that you're making effort, to me, effort is a turn on. Effort is a turn on, even when you're not there yet. The fact that I see that you're making effort for that thing or to get better, because at the end of the day, this health is for yourself. Because everything we do in life, guys, as much as we think we're doing for someone, we actually do it for ourselves. And I can tell you a story about that, because when I was growing up, I grew up in a single home, and where my mom did everything. And at some point in my life, I was living my life for my mom because I just want to make her happy. Like, literally. I was just like, you know what? This woman has suffered. Let me not go wayward. So I was doing it for her. But guess what? Down the line, it's all back to me. All those things I was doing to please her, or thinking I'm pleasing her, are for my own betterment. And I can gladly say I'm in a better space mentally right now because I thought I was doing it for my mom. So sometimes we believe we're doing things for others, but it's all back. It's all back to us. And those are the bitter truths. Actually, I see it as a motivation when you actually live for something or live for someone. It's like motivation, you know. Talking about an elder relationship, sometimes people are constantly apologizing for what they've not even done. Oh, I'm sorry, babe. What are you sorry for? What are you sorry for? Because you sat certain way or you spoke in a certain way and your partner is not happy about that and you just caught lying saying sorry. No, you should be yourself. That is unhealthy. You're shrinking yourself to keep relationship alive. That is very, very unhealthy. You know? Even friends and family, they notice a lot of things before we even do. And they will tell you, ah, you've lost weight. Oh, you look like this. Are you don't even know yourself that you're losing yourself. And you know what? Posh Peace Couch is about mental health. We need to look after ourselves. When you don't get it right upstairs, which is mentally, what I mean, there's no way you can live to your fulfillment. There's no way you can have fulfillment in life if you don't get it right up here. Yeah? You should ask yourself, when was the last time my relationship made me feel safe? If you don't feel safe in your relationship, bro or ma'am, that is wrong. That is absolutely wrong. That means we have a conversation. We have a conversation to be made. Because why should I lose myself? Why should I be feeling anxious? Why should I be having anxiety, panic attack because of someone when I should be, you know, happy, when I should be excited? Right, guys. Let's take another short break. And the song we're going to listen to on this one is an old school song by Two-Face. You know, and it's one of my favorite songs growing up. And the title is If Love Is a Crime. The lyrics in this song is loaded. So guys, let's enjoy If Love Is a Crime, and I'll be back in a sec.
But she told them she was waiting for the one that God was sent to fulfill a kind of craving, a special kind of loving, one with lot of understanding. Come rain, come shining. People started to say that she wanted more than a Mr. Right. All that she wanted was a man that sees the light. They say she's a fool for being uptight, when all that she wants is good love, love, and fight. Special kind of girl, hard to come by. This kind of girl, I even want to make my wife. You're the one, say no more. Don't bother about what the people say. As I say, every time that I look into your eyes, I see fire in there.
Fire.
And if you look into my eye, you see desire in there.
Desire.
A little love is a crime, and I want to be wanted. Said if love is a crime, I'm willing to be haunted. Got a lot of respect for you, cause your kind is so rare.
So rare.
It's kinda hard to imagine, but I know you're out there.
You're out there.
And if love is a crime, then I want to be wanted. If love is a crime, I'm willing to be haunted. She said to me, do you wanna be the last man standing? She said to me, do you wanna be the one that them complimenting? Oh yeah.
Girl, I wanna be your beginning and your ending. Oh,
I wanna be the only one that you be sending. I can't believe she's still a virgin. Lots of guys have been up to her, but there was no compromising. She be strong, she be keeping herself until the day of her wedding. Under the right ceiling, with the right person. A person deserving of a special kind of loving. Every time that I look into your eyes, I see fire in there.
Fire.
And if you look into my eyes, you see desire in there.
Desire.
A little love is a crime, and I want to be wanted. Said if love is a crime, I'm willing to be haunted. Got a lot of respect for you, cause your kind is so rare.
So rare.
It's kinda hard to imagine, but I know you're out there.
You're out there.
And if love is a crime, then I want to be wanted. Said if love is a crime, I'm willing to be haunted.
So keep the fire burning.
Keep the fire burning, burning, burning.
Right, guys, the fire should be burning. You have to see the way I've been grooving to that song right here. That's a beautiful song. And this is how love should be. You know, when you're in love, it feels like nothing is existing. You know, everything around you feels better. When you're in love, you can actually run inside the wall for someone. I mean, love is crazy, guys. Love is crazy. And even my producer is smiling right now because he's a lover man. And he's been in love with his wife for a very long time. And I know what he does for his family. And that's how love should be. You know? When it comes to love, love adds values to your life. Love doesn't drain you. It's loneliness that drains you. Guys, being single doesn't mean you are failed. It doesn't mean you are failed. You need to live in your purpose. And not every purpose aligned with marriage or being with someone. I mean, two heads are better than one. Good heads, by the way, not just two heads. Two good heads are better than one. I agree on that. But sometimes, have you actually worked on yourself? Individuality makes us tall. Have you worked on yourself so that the person that is coming to your life, you can have alignment? Before I go further, guys, we have an episode called Rant of the Day. Rant of the Day. I've got one already that's coming. So, guys, if you have something you want to rant on, please feel free and send it in right now on TikTok or on my WhatsApp if you have it, so we can rant together. In a few minutes, we're going to go on to Rant of the Day episode. And what is Rant of the Day? It's actually where people actually express how they are feeling. Maybe someone has upset you during the week. Maybe you had a conversation with someone that was tense and you just want to let it out. You know, whatever you've been through and you want us to share it, tell me and we talk about it on the show. We call it Rant of the Day segment. Right, back to love. Back to love. So, there's a question. Someone sent me a question now. He said, is it possible to love someone and still feel lonely? Or is it possible to be in love and still be lonely at the same time? That's a very good question. Right. The answer is yes. But your loneliness has nothing to do with love. There's another thing called emptiness inside of you that you're meant to fulfill, that you're meant to feel. And I'm not trying to be too Christian here or anything. Guy, God is the centerpiece of our life. So if God is not in your life, I'm sorry, you might not fulfill what you're meant to fulfill. So and when you're in love for the wrong reason, you can still feel emptiness. When you're in love, actually, when you said you're in love, how do you even know you're in love? What if it's an infatuation? Have you clarified the so-called love that you say you are? And is that love mutual between both parties? Because one man can be in love and the other person is not. So, are both of you in love? Let's start from there. Now, are you still feeling that same emptiness? So I'm giving you a question back for this answer, for this question that you've asked me. Yes, you can be in love and still be feeling lonely. And that is either you need God, who is the only one that can, you know, fulfill us. Or number two, maybe the person you're in love is not in love with you, which is why you're still feeling empty. So I hope I'm able to, you know, touch on your question. We move forward. Love is not attachment, right? You can be in love and be attached to your partner and everything around your partner, you revolve around you guys. That's absolutely beautiful. But there's attachment on its own. Attachment is when you can actually not live without that person. That person, and attachment brings trust issue. That person step out, you're like, oh, what are you doing? Where are you? It's like, you want to live inside them. No, you should be comfortable being yourself. Love casts all fear away. That's what the Bible says. Love fixes your mental health because you're in a subtle environment mentally. You're not dilly-dabbling around. Loneliness is not being alone. It's being with someone who doesn't see you. And that's loneliness. It's actually being with someone who doesn't see you. Being chosen is different from being tolerated. So guys, let's not get this wrong. Being single, being chosen is different from being tolerated, because a lot of time in relationship you can tolerate people, but you actually, they are not the chosen one. I don't know that chosen thing. So, are you a chosen one? That's another question. So guys, let's stop romanticizing potential. Let's stop it. Let's have, and this is me giving you us a practical solution to all this loneliness, love and loneliness when we're trying to get it right. You know, let's have the right conversation. If you know something is wrong and you're not feeling, or you're not feeling excited, discuss that with your partner. See how you can get the balance. See how you can work things out. You know? Let there be a boundary. You know, there should be a boundary for conversation where you guys can actually talk. Because communication is the bedrock of a good relationship. You know? And also, see a therapist. And that's why I'm here. Or someone else, if you want. But I still believe Black people, we don't believe in therapy. And that's why Posh P is here. This is therapy on the streets. Not the one that you lie down. This is not psychodynamic. This is not CBT, no. This is just us having a legit conversation about how we're actually feeling. You know? And when you're trying to leave a relationship, you need to be mentally prepared, because it's easy for me to say, get out of that relationship. Dump that man. Dump that woman. It's easier said than done. Because living a relationship is very hard. I've been in love, and I remember when I got my heart broken by someone. It took me 2 years, guys. 2 years for me to recover. And when I say 2 years, this is 2 years that I did not even speak to any woman. I hated women with passion. I detest women. Only one person offended me, but I took it on the whole wide world. And that's how hard breakup can be. So it's not a joke. It's not a joke, guys. We need to be mentally ready when we actually say we want to leave a relationship. Because that's why people actually go into a circle of coming back, you know. The toxic relationship where people break up today and they are back tomorrow, break up today, they are back, because they are not ready to leave. At the same time, they want to leave. So they can't make up their mind. The guy will come tomorrow, the girl will come tomorrow. And guys, I'm going to call women out on this. Don't come for me, please. Women do this thing a lot, stereotypically, by the way. Apologies. When they say, I would rather not increase my body count, so I will stay with my, I will keep going back to my ex-partner. Guys, it is absolutely wrong. There's no way you want to break a circle or a pattern if you're going back to that same place where it actually happens. Because I've heard that a lot, even in therapy, a lot of women have told me, oh, the reason why I'm still with him is because I've not found someone else, and he's still the only person that I don't want to share my body with. Why are you sharing your body in the first place? Why? If you want to go, you need to stick to the plan. I mean, that's not a topic today, by the way. That's another for another day. But I'm just putting it out there. Right, guys. It's rant of the day segment. If you want to call in on WhatsApp, the number is on WhatsApp or number, yeah. If you want to call in, the number is 0744-881-1570. I'll repeat, 0744-881-1570. 1570. So we're going to rant of the day, guys. Right, I'm gonna read the first one I've got here for you guys, which is funny. I find it funny. The guy said, bro, I think relationships should just be transactional these days. I met this girl online and she want me to buy all her outfits before she can meet me. I don't even know what I'm getting yet. Oh, lol. Right, so this guy is vexing. He actually called me bro, you know. I like that. He said he met a girl online and the girl wants him to buy all the outfits before they can actually meet in person, but he doesn't know what he's getting. Right, this is where the uncomfortable conversation starts. Uncomfortable conversation starts from here, guys. If someone have the audacity to actually, you know, a lady have the audacity to ask you that kind of question, I think as a man, you should also be able to tell her what you want also out of a relationship. Because I feel like a closed mouth, it won't be fed. So this band that people are talking, aura for aura. That's the slang people are using these days, band for band. If a girl come with that passion or that energy to you that you must buy me this, bro, tell her your own criteria also. I want this, I want that. Like you said, it should be transactional. It shouldn't be, so I'm not going to be an advocate for that. It shouldn't be, but if someone has come with that energy, you must well match their energy. That's what I think. But listen, guys, because this is not the first time I'm hearing that. What's this thing that you need to buy outfits and order before you can meet someone? Do you not have a clothes before you meet that person, before you start talking to that person? Like, were you walking naked, fam? Like, what's going on? I don't know. But yeah, it's the world that we live in. So, bro, that's my advice to you, is that you know what you're getting, you just don't want to say it out. So if the girl tell you that, you tell him also, this is what I want. Are we on the same page? If he say yes, we go. If he say no, we move. So that's the rant of the day I've got here. I don't know if there's any on TikTok. There's nothing on TikTok yet at the moment. So let me start doing my closing speech, because we're rounding up now on Poshpeak Couch for today's segment. Our mental health is very important. So don't let loneliness keep you in a relationship. Some factor that makes people stay in relationship or being lonely are emotional neglect, fear of abandonment, low self-worth, poor communication, I spoke about that earlier, trauma bonding, social isolation also cause people to actually feel lonely. Comparison culture, where you're comparing your partner, you're comparing your achievement to others, can leave you lonely. You know, gender expectation, you already have an expectation set, which are not realistic one. You know, those are reason. Unhealed experience, unhealed trauma, staying for a wrong reason. These are reasons why people actually feel lonely in relationship. Guys, let's stop comparing our happiness to that of others. Like I said earlier, this couple on IG, it was a big thing that happened in this past week. They've been doing content together for 10, 15 years. But this woman has actually been going through a lot. But they come on that, on social media and give us this vibe of everything is fine, of how this our couple should be. And people will be like, oh, my favorite couple, my this. You know how you know, social media people are, you know, where we are your Instagram family, please. It is not real out there. It is a fake world out there. People are hiding their own shebang. They are hiding it. They are having it. You know, fear of being single. You know, people are actually scared of being single. They don't want to experience singleness. You know what? The best era you can experience before a good marriage is actually being single. I had my single days, and it was, I don't want to leave. It was only God that took me away. Because I actually did enjoy being single. I did, let's not lie. So maybe that's what you needed. Be single. Be single. It won't kill you. I promise you, you will not die. You'll find your purpose. Unrealistic relationship standard. Guys, let's not set it. What works for A will never work for B, or cannot work for B. So you need to know your own partner. You need to set your own standard and to work it up. Yeah. Commitment is very, very important. Commitment. To be honest, I feel like commitment is actually underrated. A lot of marriages, and contradict what I've said earlier. But when you love someone, your commitment is automatic. You'll be committed to them. But the other side, you can be committed to someone and not love them. That's the scary part. You can be committed to someone, but you're not in love with them. That's scary. But I feel like a lot of people would rather have someone that's committed to them than just loving. Because you can love me and love me wrong. And not give me what I want. And not satisfy my needs. But when you're committed to me, you meet all my set standards. You make me happy. But you might not be in love with me. And unfortunately, this is how we people live. You might have one or the other, and you might be lucky and blessed to have both. But commitment, guys, is very, very, very important. You know, there's a lot of people out there with nonchalant attitude. You know, they don't care. They leave their partner in the cold. You can't do that. You can't do that. You need to be there. You need to be there because you're the first contact for your partner. So you cannot afford to be slacking. So, right. I think this is where we're going to be pausing things for today. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in on Posh Peace Couch. I've had a good time with you guys, as I always do all the time. I'm always excited to be here every Monday, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Guys, if you want to do some adverts, you want to, you know, you have something coming up, you have your businesses, reach out to me. We can do some promo, we can do some adverts, we can put you out to the world here on Posh Podcast. Posh Podcast is air live on radio, and it's a digital radio. It's also on your TV, it's on your car radio. Everywhere in the world, they are listening to Posh Podcast Couch because it's on radio. It's on TikTok. We all know how big TikTok is these days. So we actually put you out there for the world. So my Instagram is Posh Podcast Therapy. All my social media are Posh Podcast Therapy. And then my website is www.poshptherapy.co.uk. And I shall see you next week. God bless you, and I love you guys. Bye.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely. I have nobody for my own. I'm so lonely. I'm Mr. Lonely. I have nobody for my own. I'm so lonely.
Yo. goes out to all my players out there, man. You know, that got that one good girl, dog, that's always been there, man. Like, took all the bullshit. But then one day she can't take it no more and decide to leave.
Yeah, I woke up in the middle of the night and I noticed my girl wasn't by my side. Could've sworn I was dreaming, for her I was fiending, so I had to take a little ride. Backtracking on these few years, trying to figure out what I do to make it go bad. Cause ever since my girl left me, my whole life came crashing and I'm so, so lonely. Mr. Lonely, I have nobody. Mr. Lonely, I have nobody to call my own girl. Can't believe I had a girl like you when I just let you walk right out of my life. After all I put you through, you still stuck around and stayed by my side. What really hurt me is I broke your heart, baby. You were a good girl and I had no right. I really wanna make things right, cause without you in my life, girl, I'm so, so lonely. Mr. Lonely, I have nobody to call my own girl. So lonely, Mr. Lonely, I have nobody to call my own girl. Been all over the world, ain't never met a girl that could take the things that you've been through. Never thought the day would come where you would get up and run and I would be out chasing you. Cause ain't nowhere in the globe I'd rather be. Ain't no one in the globe I'd rather see than the girl of my dreams that made me be so happy, but now so lonely.
Come on.